Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
See, this is the point you should realize I'm not playing. 50, I just want to tell you, I realized it. I realized it 5 shows ago.
Right.
What's up? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. Best podcast out, hands down. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX. And here is where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
A-Dub, it's Wednesday.
Yes.
And the real is back.
Come on now.
The Bill is back. J. Cole announced his new album is coming this month.
Let's go.
We also have Dr. Dre's ex-fiance, singer Michelle A. She's clearing up some allegations that came out about Dr. Dre recently.
Some crazy allegations, too.
YFN Lucci is in trouble again. This time it gets even more serious.
Mm-hmm.
He's been hit with some racketeering charges. And 50 Cent is continuing his television domination. He has yet another show in the pipeline. Let's get down to it. All right, starting off with Cole World.
What a great day it was yesterday when this dropped. The big news of J. Cole.
Oh my goodness. Social media went crazy. Mm-hmm. The entire internet went crazy. Everybody. North Carolina as a state staff, record label, and yep. MF crew went crazy.
As they should.
So he finally announced it. J. Cole hopped on Twitter. He said the most Cole thing ever.
Yes.
He tweeted out, "Is this thing on?"
Already started off like, what's going on?
Now, when I saw him tweet this, I was like, I pictured him in like a dark cafe of some sort, like a poetry lounge, if you will.
Okay.
There's about 20 people in the audience.
Uh-huh.
He goes up to the stage, taps the mic a few times like this.
Mm-hmm.
Goes, "Is this thing on?" And he just starts spitting like an ill poem that he wrote in like 2002. That was what I saw when I saw him tweet this.
Very vivid imagination you got going on. I love that.
So that is what I saw. And once he said that, I was like, okay, he's about to tell us the album is dropping tonight or this Friday. Like, I'm like, it's going down. This is not a drill.
Right.
But he wound up tweeting out that the off season will be available everywhere on May 14th. He said, "Just know this was years in the making. My new album, The Off Season, available everywhere, 5/14. Period.
Period. That's all you need. That's all you need to know.
Now, I'm not saying J. Cole knew my birthday was on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's a big coincidence.
It's a great birthday gift for you, period.
Great birthday gift. I'm just saying, no coincidence that the album drops New Music Friday, May 14th. My birthday's on the 15th. I'm just saying, hand in hand.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. So now let's get into the album artwork, the album cover, because it was very... the come up-esque.
Yeah, it had the basketball goal behind him on fire, and he's mm-hmm. in front of it kind of walking away from it.
Yes, very symbolic, very mm-hmm. symbolic. So to me, it was like, okay, this is my last run. I'm destroying the game. I'm about to set it ablaze before I walk away. That's basically what it was saying to me. Like, and it was also a nod like to the hoop dreams of J. Cole. We know he's a baller. We know he plays basketball. We know he wanted to be in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like like some of that's going to be on the album as well. We're going to hear a lot of basketball references.
Yeah.
As far as him and the game.
Right.
If that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Not only the rap game, but basketball. So I just, these rollouts, like, it's like a non-rollout. Like, hey, let me just hop on here, tweet it, and then go.
And that's all it is.
Set social media ablaze, like the hoop that's ablaze on this album cover.
Period.
Oh, but yeah, the reason why people were comparing it to the Come Up cover is because J. Cole's standing there. The background is kind of in disarray. Everything's smoking, looking like it's kind of being destroyed or being on fire. So this is kind of looking like it's a full circle moment.
Yeah.
The Come Up. The off season. I don't know. Maybe I'm like Illuminati tying too many points into this. Like, but I feel like it's all interconnected. It's all intertwined.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like it kind of always is like that. For someone like J. Cole, who's very lyrical and, you know, knows his art and is a hip hop head legend icon, like, you'd have to come with some heat and stuff that makes sense.
Yeah, he said it on the climb back too. He was like, everything comes back around full circle. And I feel like the climb back is going to be on this album. The other release, Lion King on Ice, maybe Snow on the Bluff will be on this. So
it's
all interconnected, but you know, we'll get deeper onto that once I start my conspiracy theory podcast.
I love that for you.
But what do you think this album is going to sound like?
I don't know. That's such a tough one because, like I've seen, it's been about 3 years since we've gotten a full J. Cole project.
Right.
So much music has changed. I mean, little singles where he was on 21 Savage's A Lot song, and then the ones he's dropped, like you said, Snow on the Bluff and The Climb Back, it's all been kind of different sounds, but still J. Cole-esque because the lyrics hit. So I don't know what he could be coming up with. Do you have any, like, what do you think? I have no idea.
I think he is going to, he's going to give us classic Cole, but through a new lens. Like, that's what I feel. I feel this new Cole is going to be. Like, it's going to be the same type of subject matter, same lyricism, but I think he's going to get with some different producers. I think he's going to have some features, like I said before, and I think he's just going to give us reflection. That's what this whole era of Cole is kind of giving me, because he called it the fall off era when he posted that note on Instagram that showed all the projects he had left before he retires. So on that note, he had Revenge of the Dreamers, he had all the features he did. Then he had the off season, he had It's a Boy, and then he had the fall off. So what that tells me is he's getting his collaborations out the way before he retires. He's getting his reflective music about his family and his kid out the way before he retires.
Yeah.
He's getting his thoughts about leaving the game before he retires, and he's getting his thoughts off about this break that he just took, which would be the off season. That's what I think he's going to give us.
Can you insert a clap, because it's just broken down so beautifully on this Wednesday. Like, hello.
I told you, I'll be drawing the connections.
You too.
Drawing the connections. But needless to say, May 14th is going down.
Can't wait for that. Just can't wait.
Okay, so now on to something sillier, because when I saw this, my eyes just popped open. I was like, what is this about? So there's apparently some rumors going around about Dr. Dre, and Michelle came back and put those rumors to rest. So what happened?
Yeah, so basically, Death Row producer Kurt Cobain, he was the one making the claims about Dre's sexuality. According to him, Michelle, who was in a relationship with Dre in the 1990s, and his mother to his son Marcel, he was saying that she told Tupac that she caught the producer in bed with a man named Bruce.
Oh.
That's the allegation. Mm.
So the producer told the baby mama's cousin, told auntie, told Tupac that Dre was caught with a man before.
Exactly. That's all how it sounds like. But so after the story went viral, the Neighborhood Talk on Instagram, they exclusively reported that Michelle denied the claim, calling it all a lie. She reportedly added that she had several talks with Tupac, but none of them were ever about Dre's sexuality. The outlet also claimed that the singer was shocked that someone would make something like that up. So
that sounds like a lie.
Really?
Like, my cousin. No. I've already got twisted up. Okay. So Michelle told. Okay. Who is Marcel again? Kurt
That's
Cobain.
His son.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so many people. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to leave it at that. Sounds like a lie. Because why would she tell him that? Why would Michelle tell Bruce this?
tell Kurt Cobain this.
Oh.
Kurt Cobain is saying that Dre was in the bed with a man named Bruce, according to Michelle A. But Michelle A is like, no, that's a lie.
Right. Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
Like, why would you be the one she told Kurt Cobain? If that really was true, like, what sense does that make?
Yeah. And I was like, why would he even say that?
Right. If she did, right. If this whole thing, they said it's not true, but if it was true,
yeah,
why would you come out and say that? Why would you do that?
Yeah, like, is it your business to really say anything right. about anybody's sexuality? So it's a weird little rumor, but it all starts from Kurt Cobain in his one of his recent interviews, and Michelle had to be like, oh, that's not true. But
it's giving weirdo.
Very weird vibes.
Oh, now on to some even more less positive vibes. YFN Lucci is in deep trouble again.
Rayshawn.
He just got out of jail recently, like a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's being hit with some serious, serious charges.
Yeah, he's been indicted in a 75-page, 105-count racketeering indictment focused on everything going on with a Blood Street Gang.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They say the indictment is unprecedented, period, in Georgia. It comes from the Fulton County District Attorney, Fonnie Willis, who told Channel 2 investigative reporter Mark Wynn in an exclusive interview. He also says that there's been a huge spike in violent crime. He says, I made a commitment to bring the best and the brightest minds here, many of which you see sitting right here now, so that we could deal with this issue of this violent crime that's going on in Atlanta, apparently. But Lucci's lawyer, Drew Findling, told Winnie his client is not guilty of all charges. He says he's not a gang member. What he is an internationally recognized musical artist that is a triple platinum winner. Okay, show off. Also says that has performed all over the United States and all over the world. That is what Lucci's lawyer is defending Lucci to say.
Mm. You know what's interesting about his lawyer's statement?
Mm-hmm.
He says his client is not guilty of all charges,
mm-hmm.
meaning that more than likely, YFN Lucci is going to plead guilty to some of these things he's being charged with.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is he saying he's not guilty of all of the charges that they're hitting him with? That was a very confusing statement. We need the lawyer to clear that up.
Yeah.
But I do want these rappers to stop making it easy for them to hit you with all of these charges. Like, I get it. It's part of the music. It's part of the language, the lingo, everything that you're using. But we've seen it happen too many times. Like, we just saw it with Casanova, who got hit with similar charges.
Yeah.
YFN Lucci was just locked up. Now it's just like, okay, like, we gotta learn from this at some point. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, is it in the lyrics and the songs, or just out and about with the wrong people, running around with any and everybody in
right.
the streets.
Like, so you can still be connected to people, connected to the streets, mm-hmm. without being in the streets. Like,
exactly.
You know, if that makes sense. But best of luck to Lucci.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Because he's going to need it. Now, somebody that doesn't need any luck, their luck seems to be booming, their career is booming, their projects are booming. 50 Cent. I've lost track of how many shows this man has going on, because there's a new one announced every week. He just announced another one. What's this newest one about?
This one's going to be about a true crime anthology series. It's called Confessions of a Crime Queen. It's been officially greenlit by Discovery Plus, which is a streaming service.
Right.
Yeah.
For the Discovery Channel.
Mm-hmm. According to Deadline, each season will center around the life of a female crime queen who built a criminal empire before ultimately falling from power.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It's also stated that each subject will be portrayed by an A-list actress who will interview the real-life counterpart throughout the season.
That's going to be fire.
Yeah.
That is going to be fire. Like, this is 50's genre. This is what he does. Mm-hmm. Like, you look at Power, crime show.
Yeah.
You look at Power Book 2, same thing. For Life. Whatever other shows that I'm missing, he's got like five other ones. BMF, everything. Like, 50 Cent and crime shows, that is the genre that he slays in. So I could see why Discovery Plus would want him to do this, why they would bring him in for this.
Mm-hmm.
And they seemed excited about it too when they posted their statement. They said, Discovery Plus is delighted to partner with Curtis, G-Unit Film and Television, Goodbye Pictures, and Lionsgate on this ambitious and innovative project, combining our unparalleled home for original true crime content with his vision for how to tell these stories in a new way, will give true crime fans a fresh perspective on the game. And I think they couldn't have said it better.
It's a great statement coming from Discovery. So
And it's like, who better than 50? This is a life he's lived. This is a life he's rapped about. He's experienced it firsthand. Mm-hmm. We've seen him portrayed in movies. Get Rich or Die Trying. Like, this yep. is 50's bag right here, man. This is a slam dunk. And 50, you know, he had to talk his talk on Instagram.
As always.
And he said, see, this is the point you should realize I'm not playing. 50, I just want to tell you, I realized it. I realized it 5 shows ago.
Right.
But for everybody else, I see why you had to say this.
Mm-hmm.
He said, green light gang. He said, I love NY, but I live in Houston now. I'll explain later. Hmm. So it looks like he might have moved to Houston for this show. How do you think this show is going to do?
I think it's going to do good. There's a lot of crime loving fans. And mm-hmm. like you mentioned, all his other shows do exceptionally well, except 50 Central on BET, the comedy wave.
It never happened.
We'll ignore it. But when it comes to the crime and everything, 50 Cent definitely knows what he's talking about, definitely knows how to put it together. So I think a lot of fans are going to like seeing that, and especially with the whole crime queen, A-list actress type of wave when they play each crime queen in the show, in the series. That's gonna
what
be a
great
look.
Idea.
That's so dope. I like that.
Oh my goodness. Keep it coming, 50 Cent. As a matter of fact, I think he's gonna buy his own network soon enough. I think that's what all of these different shows are leading up to. Eventually, 50 is going to have the capital to buy his channel,
mm-hmm.
Tyler Perry style, Oprah style, and just have all his shows on the network all day. We love to see it.
Yeah, if it's another streaming service we got to pay monthly for, then I guess we got to get it from 50 Cent, because he knows what he's doing in the crime wave field.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's end on that note. That's greatness right there.
Yes.
That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms. Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean.
Any other app in the app store that has podcasts, you know we're on there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Hip Hop DX. We're always asking our community questions up there, reading your comments on the podcast. So make sure you tap in there as well.
And for all the up-to-date latest news, be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yes, follow our Instagram and Twitter too. Hit us with the feedback at Asia Sky is what I am on everything.
And mine is at A-Dub.
Yes, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.